10 past 8 now, and we told you yesterday about how the Arthur Rank Hospice was offering to pick up your Christmas tree in return for a small donation. But they are also looking for a team of drivers to help. And we've got Donna Talbot from Arthur Rank in the studio with us this morning. Good morning there, Donna.
Good morning.
First of all, so the plan is to collect Christmas trees from Cambridge, houses, residents. Whereabouts in Cambridge are you... are we collecting from?
So we've been able to grow the scheme over the past 3 years. This is our fourth year of running the scheme, and it's been great because the community have really got behind it. So what we've done is added on an extra postcode every year that we've done it. So currently we collect between CB1 and CB5, CB22, CB23 and CB24. Mm. So it's quite a large area we're now covering.
Fantastic stuff. But this year, maybe in previous years as well, but you're also looking for people to help gather up the trees.
That's right. So we've been absolutely overwhelmed with the response this
year.
So it illustrates how wonderful it's been for the last 3 years. And we've grown the number of trees we've collected every year. Last year, we collected 1,000 trees and raised around £15,000. We were overwhelmed when we got back after Christmas to discover that the number of trees was double that of this time last year. And what was really interesting is, as I left the office last night, we'd have 1,700 trees registered with donations exceeding £24,000.
Wow, that's amazing. What a fantastic idea, though. Who came up with the idea to collect the trees for everybody? You know, what a great way to raise some funds.
It is an exceptionally brilliant idea, and we put all of that down to a wonderful organisation called Just Helping. They've helped a number of hospices around the UK run this initiative, and they have had some real successes in various other places. They shared that information with us here in Cambridge. Nobody else was doing the scheme already, and we have thoroughly enjoyed doing it, not just for the purpose of raising the funds to help fund our vital care, but also to enable us to work with volunteers in such a wonderful way. It's a lovely way to engage with the community. We've had many of the volunteers who've returned every year, and we're hugely grateful to them, local businesses, local Rotarians, yeah. Local groups. But because obviously the demand is so much, we need more people. So we're looking for more people to come and help us this Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, all day?
We really would love to speak to anybody that can spare any time. Really, a minimum would be half a day.
Yeah.
And if people can do that, that would be brilliant. We're looking for people to come along. If they do have their own vehicles, then that is wonderful. Obviously, trailers, vans, etc. But if they don't, we'd still like them to call us because we've got some options that we might be able to talk to them about.
Fantastic.
But also we need driver's mates, because obviously we've got people who will be driving the vehicles, but we need people to jump out, grab the trees and continue on the journey. And it's a fabulous way that the system works in terms of designating the addresses to each vehicle, so they know exactly the route that they'll be going on in the morning. And I think we've mentioned before, the best way of describing it is it's like an adult treasure hunt, really. I cannot...
Don't mention treasure hunts to us, please.
You cannot underestimate the satisfaction you feel when you find the tree where you're expecting to find it, and also knowing that it's helping to raise such vital funds for the charity.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And you're working in partnership with Cambridge City Council, is that correct?
They have been absolutely wonderful. We couldn't have done what we've done without them.
Well, and they've kind of helped you by reducing the number of green bin collections, really, haven't they?
It's a mutual benefit. We really couldn't have done what we've done without their support, and a number of other companies in the area as well. And it's brilliant because we've collaborated, they've worked in terms of sharing the awareness of this scheme, they're helping with the recycling depots in relation to that, and we're evolving the programme every year, and they've been ever so supportive in relation to that, so we really can't thank them enough.
Fantastic.
That sounds pretty good. How do we, if we want, because I need to dispose of my Christmas tree, it's already been dragged through the house once, scattering pine needles, so what better thing could I do but drag it back again on Friday and Saturday and get one of your guys to come and fetch that from me?
So you've only got until 1 o'clock this Wednesday to register your tree.
It's tomorrow.
So you need to get moving on the website, which is arhc.org.uk/tree-recycling. So please do go to that website. But importantly, if you do wish to volunteer, if you can spare a few hours to help us, and we would be so grateful to you. We provide the equipment, the gloves, the goggles. You've got lunch provided.
Goggles?
Yes.
Oh, way with pine needles going
indeed.
On. Yes. Or if there's a cat still left in the tree and it makes an attempt on you.
So we are well prepared for your arrival as a volunteer. And we're looking for people to support. If you'd like information, call into the hospice. The best number to call into is 01223 675 885. So that's 01223 675 885.
Okay, well, look, do come back and tell us how well you do with all of this. It sounds that already exceeded last year's targets, so that's pretty good. So
we're really impressed, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community. I mean, like so many things that we do at the hospice, our care can only be possible because of the generosity of those people who live in our area, so we're grateful to each and every one of them.
That's good. Well, look, thanks for coming in. All the details are on the website, aren't they?
Indeed.
People miss them. Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
So I just need to put the Christmas tree outside the front of the house.
Yep, and Arthur Rank's treasure tree hunters will pick it up for you.
Oh no, not another treasure hunt.